Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Prayer Principles. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go with me back to Colossians, please, and let's just take some time and look at some of the prayers that they prayed over themselves and that we're taught to pray over ourselves. Colossians and the 4th chapter. Colossians 4. He said, verse 12, Colossians 4:12, Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, salutes you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers. This is something that's ongoing. He didn't just pray it one time and that's it. Always laboring fervently for you in prayers. Why? To what end? That you might stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Listen to another translation. The NIV says that you may stand firm in the will of God, mature and fully assured. Did you hear that phrase? Fully assured, fully convinced. Of what? Of the will of God. The English version says that you may stand firm as mature and fully convinced Christians. Say that out loud. Fully convinced.
Fully convinced.
Of what? Have you heard terminology like that before? Abraham was fully persuaded. Does that mean he was begging, oh God, give me a boy. Give us a boy. Please, God, help Sarah to conceive. Please. Please. No, after you've heard the word. I said, after you've heard the word and the Lord says, I'm going to visit Sarah, you're going to have a seed. Should be no more asking. To continue to ask after that means you don't believe what he told you. At this point, you must be fully persuaded. Right? That means you are fully persuaded that you have something. Right? You have a word from the Lord. You have direction. You are the present tense possessor of something. Not trying to get it, not hoping, not wanting, not begging, not needing, but having. And you're fully assured. You're confident. Now, go with me to Colossians, the 1st chapter, please. Let's just take some time and go over some of these prayers. We're here in chapter 4. Let's look at chapter 1. How are we supposed to pray? And as we go through this, you're going to see that you see the same thing again and again. Not just one or two places. Again and again and again. Let's check up. See, are we praying like this? In Colossians 1. Colossians 1:3. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Praying. And down in verse 9, he begins to describe exactly what he's praying. Verse 9, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire what? Now, what's he praying for? That you, now notice, not that God would do something for you. Did you hear me? But that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. A realization and awareness that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in what? That you know, that you're persuaded, fully assured, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks to the Father which is going to. What? What has made us fit to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, and praying that God would deliver us from darkness. Huh? Then why are so many praying for deliverance from darkness? Did you hear me? No. God who what? Has delivered us from the power of darkness, and He has translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have, not going to get, have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Do you see it now? What's he praying? That you would know what God has already done. And you'd know what you have. That is one of the biggest things that the church ought to be focusing on. Right? That we would realize. How many understand when Jesus paid the price, when he bore the penalty of sin, when he rose triumphant over death, hell, and the grave, sat down at the right hand of majesty on high, when he sent the Holy Spirit into the earth, we've got the authority in his name. He said, it is finished. What else is he having to do to save us? What else is he having to do for us to have power, or us to have authority, or us to have victory? Or has it been done? Has it been done? Or does he need to do something else to finish it up? It's one of the biggest needs, because see, the problem is we live in a physical world, and the temptation is to walk by sight and not believe it unless you feel it or see it. So many people that I worked with before that were in bondages of different kinds of darkness, habits, and just keep saying, Brother Keith, everybody and their brothers prayed for me, and I've read the Bible, and I've done it. I've begged God. I don't know what to do, and I just can't get free. I just can't get free. What do they believe? They believe they're in bondage. Do they believe this verse? That they have been delivered from the power of darkness. They don't believe that. I said they don't believe that. Why? Because they don't feel free. And they don't look free. And friend, you have to decide, am I going to walk by what I see and feel, or am I going to walk by faith and believe if he said I'm delivered, then I am. No matter how I feel, no matter how I look, I have been delivered. So you just begin to say, I am free. I am free. What did Jesus say? You shall know the truth. Right? And the truth will make you free. And he whom the Son has set free is free indeed. I tell the story about something simple, a habit like smoking. Somebody said, well, I smoke. You got something against that? No, sir. You like to smoke, you help yourself. But if you want to quit, which there are a lot of people that do. I've had people come to me and say, Brother Keith, you know, I've had people pray for me and pray for me, and I just can't get free. I mean, I've thrown away cigarettes and thrown away cigarettes, and I just go right back, and I can't. I've tried, and I can't. What do they believe? Why do they believe they're not free? Because of what they see. Because of what they feel. Are they walking by faith? No, they're walking completely by sight. This one fella, I told him, I said, well, will you do what I tell you to do? He said, I don't know if I can, Brother Keith. I've been prayed for. I've thrown away. I said, no, I'm not going to ask you to throw away any cigarettes. I'm not even going to pray for you. Will you do what I tell you? He said, if I can. And I quoted this verse to him. He has delivered us from all the power of darkness. I said, this is what you say. Every time that you think about smoking, every time you pull out a cigarette, I want you to say, Lord, thank you, I'm free from cigarettes. I said, when you light it up, you say, thank you, I'm free from. He said, well, I'm lighting it. I said, I know. In between drags, you say, thank you, Lord, I am free from cigarettes. He said, well, I'll be smoking. I said, I know. I said, when you go into the store and you buy cigarettes and you come out, when you put them in your pocket or you lay them out on your nightstand at night, anytime you do anything with a cigarette, you say, thank you, Lord, I am free. He said, but I wouldn't be. I said, will you do it or not? You've tried everything else.
Amen.
Why not do the scripture? You say, I am free. Not trying to get free, not begging to get free. I am free. You said, yeah, but I'll still be smoking. I said, I know that. Don't be concerned about that. In between drags, every cigarette, every pack, you just say, Lord, I thank you. I am free. I saw him in 2 weeks. He come in. I didn't have to ask. He was beaming from ear to ear. He said, it worked. I said, sure it did. He said, I didn't believe it. I said, well, eventually you must have. He said, in the beginning, he said, I think this is stupid. I'm smoking. And I'm saying, I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. He said, but I just did it. I just did it. He said, I kept doing it night and day, night and day. And he said, I was standing on the sidewalk, smoking a cigarette and saying, you know, I said it so much night and day till it was just almost second nature. And it dawned on me, I'm free. And I put it out and it was the last one. He said, no struggle. He said, I'm free. Amen. I'm free. Yeah. What happened? He began to believe that he was free. Amen. Instead of what he's seeing. Let me ask you a big question this morning. Are you saved?
Yes.
Are you?
Yes.
How many believe you're saved?
Yes.
I mean, you died today, you'd go home to be with the Lord. Okay. Why are you saved? I'm not playing games. I'm serious. Why are you saved? You said you believe you're saved. Why are you saved? Why? So, you know, because Jesus paid the price for my sins. Well, then everybody's saved, right? Because he paid the price for everybody's sins. No. You got to believe it. Right? Do you always feel like the righteousness of God in Christ? Do you always look like you are the holiness of the Lord? Do you always feel like that there is no sin attributed to you, that you are clean and without spot or blemish? No. But then why do you believe you're saved? You are saved based upon what Jesus has done for us because you believe you are. Not trying to be. Not going to be. I've heard people say, well, you know, I'll do the best I can and we'll just see when we get there. Well, then you're lost. No. Got nothing to do with works and how good a life you can live. We're saved by grace through faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. You believe you are, though you don't look like it or you don't feel like it, you believe you are. I said you believe you are.
Yes.
How many believe you're saved?
Amen.
I'm fully convinced I'm saved.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Prayer Principles, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.